With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
Sirius XM. Channel 159. Rocking with you on a Thursday night. On the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you with us here. We have plenty going on. There's a Thursday night football game in Vegas tonight. So, any stretch of the imagination, we're going to have Easton Stick taking on Aiden O'Connell. I'm sure Al will be in a bad mood on the Amazon broadcast, but he probably shouldn't because he's in Vegas. I think that's one thing that was like a wash with Al. He's like, all right, I got to do a bad game this week. At least I'm in Vegas doing it. So that should at least make Al a little happy. And we have some NBA and some NHL cooking as well tonight. Plenty of football in the second hour. When Joe's back, Joe's on assignment in the first hour, as he always is on a Thursday for Pro Football Today. But I usually have Sharapan with me. Not tonight. Sharapan out. Maybe he went to the Raider game. Honestly, I know he was off, but we'll see if he went to that game or not. We'll check in with him. He went to the UNLV Creighton game last night. UNLV with a big win there. So we have all those things on the table here in the first hour. That is for sure. Mike Carver, a solo mission in hour number one. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Thursday night. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you, solo for hour one. Solo mission. I'm actually not really a solo mission when you got the great Hit Burbell hanging as well, which, of course, Matias Burbell. And then we will have Gopher to Two, Joe Lisi, with us in hour two as he's on assignment for hour one. And Matias is already upset. I'll have to ask him about this at some point this hour. We won't do it out of the gate because I want to give you some plays for the game. But we're already losing. This happens every big UFC event. They're already losing fights on this card on Saturday night. So we'll ask Matias what's going to happen there in terms of some replacement guys. I love the guys that come in last minute and just throw them into these fights, and they usually get their ass beat. So we'll see what happens with them. But the Raiders and the Chargers. Raiders and the Chargers kicking off here in about 10, 12 minutes from now. Right now, up to the second, the Raiders are still -3. 36.5 is the total here. Total did tick up a couple of notches, I guess, because Devontae Adams is playing. We know there is a lot of guys out, as we know. Herbert's done for the year, so Easton Stick is starting. We have no Keenan Allen for the Chargers. We have no Josh Jacobs for the Raiders. Adams is in. Max Crosby is in. Chargers going with the all whites here tonight, with, of course, the powder blue numbers and socks. And it looks great on the screen against the silver and black, as Joe always loves to say. So we're about to get cooking here. We have some first tutties. We might as well throw those in the mix now because usually we do them after the first break, but then, like, you know, they're kicking off in like 2 minutes after that, and you got to rumble to it. We are going with, on the Raiders side of things, Jacoby Myers, who has hit first touchdown in three games this year for the Raiders at home. So for whatever reason, Jacoby Myers seems to find the house in spots like this. And I got him at 12-1. I saw some numbers a little lower when they thought that Adams maybe was going to be out. But when Adams got back in, we saw the Jacoby Myers numbers pop back to 11. Also, Michael Mayer, the tight end, the pride of South Bend, we got a 22-1 for first tutty tonight. We also, on the Charger side, are going to go with Quentin Johnston, and we got him at 21-1. And I actually did something I usually don't do, and that's I went with the heavy chalk on the Charger side, which was Austin Ekeler, and I put just a touch more than I normally would on a first touchdown, just because I really do feel like he's like probably the only guy that's going to score for them tonight. It just seems that way. And I'm playing him in fantasy, too, which means he's probably going to have a great night as well. But maybe we get – sometimes you get two bad teams. You get a couple quarterbacks that you got no faith in, and sometimes you get a little bit of a game out of it. So maybe that'll happen here tonight. I went in on Ekeler a lot. Along with that first touchdown, I alted. Where's Joe? Alt. We alted him for the receiving yards. I kind of said last night that we were going to do this because I think that Easton Stick is going to be dumping off to him and screening to him all night long. And the alts right now for Ekeler here, right before the game, we went with 50 plus at plus 250. But you can do 60 plus at 4-1, 70 plus at 640, 80 plus at plus 920 still for Ekeler. His actual number is 31.5. So we altered him up to 50. And in game, if I might even go for more. That's how much I like it. Quentin Johnston with the alt as well for 40. We have that in the SGP from last night at plus 132. And Easton Stick for the rushing props, believe it or not. I found some numbers at one book on him for alts, because all I keep hearing about, now I know nothing about Easton Stick, I'm not going to lie to you, but everybody that I've heard today who I guess has watched him play at North Dakota State said he does have a little bit of athleticism to him. So we went with Easton Stick over 27.5 and alt at plus 215. I also played his regular number, which was 18.5. So we're kind of just blindly walking into Allegiant tonight with some Easton Stick props, which I don't think I thought would happen this year on my NFL betting card bingo. But it has happened on a Thursday night in week number 15 that we are involved in Easton Stick. Matias, who do you have for the first tutties quickly? I thought you were with me on a couple of them, right?
Yeah, I am. You know what? I'm with Donald Parham, and I got him at plus 1,100. And I also took Devontae Adams at plus 750, thinking he might get that on a Thursday night primetime game. You know what I mean? He's okay. Due up for a touchdown.
Right. So you kind of did the opposite of me. I went with the heavy chalk on the Charger side. You went with the chalk on the Raider side. It's kind of when you went. Well, not. I mean, I think White's ahead of him on the board, but still, I feel for first touchdown, anything lower than 10-1 is chalk, as far as I'm concerned, when you get to that area.
So. No, I'm with you. That's why I swung with Jacoby Meyer. I love the Jacoby Meyer first touchdown pick. And you know what? It's hit every single time I don't play it.
It's hit for me. I actually, of the three times he's hit it this year, I was on it twice. So that's and a couple of those were primetime games, if I remember correctly. One might have been the Giants Sunday afternoon game, but they had a primetime game where he had the first touchdown as well. So we're rolling here. We got to look at the NBA as well. We got hockey happening. It's all on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're getting it rolling on a Thursday night right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, so we're about to kick. We gave you everything that we got going on. We're on a lot of Austin Eckler receiving stuff. We are amazingly involved with Easton Stick, the one and only rushing yards over. I got a good number at 18 and a half. I see it everywhere, 20, 21 and 22 now. So I got a nice number earlier today on Easton Stick. And then, of course, I had to be a pig like Joe usually is, and I altered it. So we're over 27 and a half with him as well. And they actually had higher, too, but I didn't want to go too deep on Easton Stick to start things off tonight. And now Matias is flying in on more Eckler stuff. So we'll see how this goes. You know, you didn't want to mix any Zamir White in there, Matias. You didn't want to get any Zamir White involved.
Yeah, I gotta see it first. You know what I mean? Maybe it's Abdullah. You know when Joe plays somebody and he's never in the game.
I don't know.
His yards is pretty high.
What do they got for Abdullah? What's his numbers?
His number wasn't up for me. I can only find Zamir White, and it was at 72. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Let's see, Russian props. They probably don't have much for him. I even got Isaiah Spiller up here for 14 and a half. Yeah, they don't have him listed. So they just have him listed for a touchdown. They're going to give this guy White the rock. I mean, he's going to get a lot of burn. We have him in the SGP from last night. I added him in something else, in another risk-free SGP somewhere else at 50 plus. So let's see if we can get something going with him. All right, so we're waiting for them to kick. There is NBA tonight too. The Celtics are up 9. They just started the second quarter in Boston, 35-26. They lead the Cavs. Of course, that number was down a little bit. You know, they played two nights ago in Boston. The Celtics were laying 11.5. And they ended up winning by, I think it was 8 or 9. So they lowered that number to 9.5 tonight. And now the Celtics are right there on it. I hope Joe was on the Bulls. I actually didn't really talk to Joe much today about this. I usually have to ask him, are you on the Bulls or not? Bulls are up 19 in Miami early in the second quarter. Now that's a lot of time for them to blow that. You should maybe take the Heat plus the 8.5 right now. But the Bulls taking care of business. They are back. We'll have to give Joe the business about that. Minnesota is at Dallas tonight. Now -2 for Minny. So that flipped from earlier today. I, of course, have not checked my NBA injury site in the last few minutes. Let's see what we have here tonight. The Mets. All right, so Luke is playing. That's all that I care about. I honestly don't care who else. And Anthony Edwards is in for Minnesota. I know he was questionable. So Edwards is starting tonight. Luke is starting for the Mavs. So you now got Timberwolves -2 and 231.5. The total there, they start in about 20 minutes. The Nets, off of a win in Phoenix last night against the Suns, are in Denver tonight against the Nuggets. Nuggets -9.5, 231 the total. I would love to take the Nets. You know, I'm a little nervous about the back-to-back. Now, Murray remains probable for Thursday. This was 53 minutes ago that they put this update in. So we'll see if Murray's going to play for him tonight. Thunder and Kings is late night, just after 10 East. -2 for the Kings. 245.5 is your total out in Sacramento. We, of course, are going to go up, 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 and away with that. And then the Jazz, we actually have two more games. I didn't realize there was three 10 o'clock or later tips here on the East. Chargers have the ball first, by the way, and they go right to Eckler, a little five-yard gain to kick things off. So we'll see if the Chargers probably aren't going to throw the football much. A little bit, a lot of running, a lot of screens to Eckler. Eckler going to get a lot of work tonight, would be my guess. Maybe we can even slide in Quentin Johnston once in a while if they're nice to us. Utah's in Portland. You don't see this often. Portland -4.5 because they suck. But the Jazz won last night at home against the Knicks. I don't expect much effort out of them. 225 flat is the total in that one. And here we go, Matias. There it is. The first screen to Eckler. Let's get Eckler going here. First screen to Eckler. Didn't get much.
Right away, baby. Jeez. First two plays, give it to the Rock.
They didn't get much.
They didn't get much.
I wish we could have got a little bit more there. It's like a 3-yard gain. We need more than that. And the Warriors late night are in Los Angeles at the Crypto against the Clippers. Clippers laying 5.5 tonight, huh? Some lumber for your boys here. Some lumber for the Clippers out at the Crypto.
That scares me. That scares me, Carl.
That should scare you. That should scare you. Could be a Warrior night here. Everybody's doubting the Warriors. Draymond finish. Let's go. Let's get the Clippers. Clippers could be in trouble tonight. 231.5 is the total in that
one. I thought they were going to be in trouble against the Kings, you know, in their previous game, playing on a back-to-back, and I was afraid to play them. They were, what, -130 money line, and they were winning by 35, you know, near the fourth quarter. Man, yeah, they what a butt whipping. Well, this team's turning it around right now.
You know what?
PJ Tucker's not happy about it because he's not playing, Carver.
Yeah, well, it's a shame. I mean, whatever, man. If you're winning, isn't he supposed to be a team player? Isn't he supposed to be a big team guy? I guess
that's what I'm saying.
Out there too, huh?
That's why we got him, but he's always played. You know what I mean? Now he's finally sitting the bench.
So the Chargers with a 3-and-out. Easton Stick with an incomplete pass on third down after the Eckler run and the Eckler small catch. And then they punted away. And just like these are what bad football teams do. And you might see a lot of this tonight with 2-5-8 teams. So the Raider guy's back at the 15. He calls for the fair catch. And, you know, now it's definitely fair catch interference. The unfortunate thing for the gunner down there for the Chargers, Taylor, 36, was that he was kind of blocking a guy, and the guy kind of flew by him, and he stumbled into him. Either way, it's 15 yards. So the Raiders are going to be out probably about their own 30-35 here to start their first drive with Aiden O'Connell, who has 4 touchdowns and 7 interceptions this year on the young season. And where do they put them here? Let's see. To start it out. About the 32-33 is where they will take over on their own end. We gave you all the NBA. Let's get, and they go to White right away, and White rips off 8 yards. So White's going to be the guy tonight for the Raiders. We gave you the NBA. Here's the hockey. Maple Leafs down 3-0 at home to Columbus midway through the second period. We'll take the Leafs +2.5 at +102. People again, and they just locked it. I probably right before I went to go take it. Probably gonna be 3-1 now. It'll flash right back up. Caps and the Flyers tied at 1 halfway through the second. Hurricanes lead the Red Wings 1-0. That is, I would believe, it says second period. I'm gonna guess probably midway through the second. And there's a deep shot from O'Connell. No flags? No flags. They wanted flags. They didn't get any. So Raiders looking to throw the ball deep. Minnesota leads Calgary 1-0. That is early, only 8 minutes in the first. And the Blues and the Senators are scoreless as well. Lightning and Oilers, a good one tonight in Edmonton. Oilers have obviously been playing a lot better. Yeah, there's no flag there. That was a good non-call. 6.5 the total for the Lightning and the Oilers. And the Blackhawks are in Seattle tonight against the Kraken. The Kraken shouldn't be laying -230 against anybody. But they are tonight against the Blackhawks. Kind of like the Hawks on the road. Panthers are in Vancouver also on Roberto Luongo night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And nothing gets me down. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. They are on the move, the Raiders. They just had a pretty good play to Adams. That'd be at least 20 out of that, right? Yeah, about 20-yard play. 25-yard play to Devontae Adams. Gets them inside the 20. As the Raiders are cooking on their first drive of this game. Could we get Myers or Mayer here? Come on. Could we get the tight end?
Let's go, baby.
I mean,
we should have taken the Adams yards. Damn.
Yeah, I'm on the FanDuel boost with Adams for 60. So it was Adams and Eckler both with 60 scrimmage yards at plus 150 or something like that. So I'm already on that. And that seemed like enough for me, Matias. I didn't really want to go any deeper than that.
That's a beautiful play right there. I don't know how they don't throw a pass interference on that last ball.
Yeah, that was a little tough right there. That was a little tough.
Over.
Right before the break, I was saying how they locked that Columbus-Toronto game on me, and I was probably going to miss the good number of the Leafs. Well, that was one time where them locking the game actually did help me because Columbus scored to make it 4-0. So there you go. Leafs just getting nothing done tonight at home against Columbus. The Leafs are pretty banged up, though, also. What was that? Jeez. What are we doing here? What are these play calls sometimes? What were they trying to run there? I get that was to Mayer, by the way. They were trying to get it to the Pride of South Bend. But we got to do a little bit better job than that. Jeez. Help us out here.
Man, I thought the Raiders were going to beat the Vikings last Sunday, and I watched the entire game, and we had the three screens on with my buddies, and it was just like, I put them through hell because I put the Vikings-Raiders game on, and I literally made them watch the entire thing, and it was 0-0
the entire
game. Oh, my
God, you watched that entire game?
Well, I felt good about it, Mike.
Oh, get in! Get him in! Oh, he's down to the one. Look at this, Matias. Mayer down to the one. Now they're going to give it to White at the goal line or something.
Maybe they'll run a screen to Devontae because of their terrible play calling.
How about a little end around to Jacoby Myers? Do something like that. Let's get something like that cooking. Look at this guy, Matias. I mean, he needed to break one more tackle. Abdullah was in there, by the way, for that play. So first and goal. You know what's going to happen here. Here it is, White, and he's in. Ah, that sucks, man. That's not what we wanted. Well, actually, we have White in the show SGP, so we have that on the board. We got something on the board very early. So White is in for the Raiders, of course. He's in because Jacobs is out tonight. And the Raiders are in the lead with extra point pending. They're now -7.5 live. That's actually probably going to bump up a little bit. They have not updated this yet. With the total at 38.5. Yeah, they must have updated it. They just didn't change the score up on the board. So there you go. Raiders strike first. White, if you had first. We had everybody but him, I feel like. Right, Matisse, we had everybody except White in this game.
It pains me. I needed to see it first, and now that I saw it, it pains me.
But you know what it did do for us? It kind of gave us a little hope that maybe we might be able to get some offense tonight. They moved the ball right down the field. We need to maybe see Easton Stick and the crew help us out a little bit and make us believe that they can put some points on the board as well on this next drive. We need a lot of Eckler here. Matias, give us a lot of Eckler.
That's all they have. You know what I mean? The first two games first two plays of the game go right to them. This is a rivalry game, you know? I don't think the Raiders mind beating up the Chargers 40-0 tonight. You know what I mean? It's a big game for them.
It certainly is. I do want to let you, there was a baseball trade tonight that just came down, and the Dodgers aren't messing around whatsoever, I guess. They introduced Ohtani tonight. You know, there was like 6 million members of the media at this thing at Dodger Stadium, and then a couple of hours after that, they acquire Tyler Glasnow from the Rays. So that, and it's pending that they sign him to long term, which you know they're not going to have any problem doing. They get Tyler Glasnow and Manuel Margot heading over the other way. Ryan Pripiat and Johnny DeLuca both going back to the Rays. Deal is contingent upon Glasnow signing an extension with Los Angeles. He'll do that, which is expected, sources say. So, the rich get richer, I guess. Are you a Dodger guy, Matias? Are you a Dodger fan?
No, I'm actually an Angels guy, unfortunately, Carver. So it pains me to say that because Big Red, you know, we don't get the job done around here.
I'm starting to sniff around a little bit here now, Matias. So Clippers instead of Lakers, Angels instead of Dodgers. Did you just get into town and you didn't want to root for the popular team in town? Is that pretty much what you decided?
No, man. You know what?
Ducks instead of Kings. Like, you went the other way on all this stuff.
I did. You know, I'm not your normal bird. But at the same time, my father's a Clippers fan, so he kind of bred me into it. My mother's a diehard Lakers fan, so it is what it is. And with the Ducks, you know, I was a big Mighty Ducks fan. You know, the kids movie growing up. I love that movie.
That's so how they got Ducks a lot of fans.
Yeah, let's go, baby. And then the Angels, come on, we won the World Series against the Giants. And that was when I was, like, really kind of getting behind the baseball, you know. Yeah. It was a good time being an Angels fan for a little bit. And then it's not.
Wow. Tyler Glass now to the Dodgers. Maybe this will take the Dodgers out of the way for Yamamoto, and maybe the Yankees can swoop in and get him now. That'd be nice. Who am I kidding? They'll probably sign him too. Dodgers moved to +460 to win the World Series. They moved a slight bit. I don't think it didn't move much. They moved a lot when Ohtani news happened the other day. But man. But they needed it. Their pitching's been... I thought their pitching was a little suspect last year. If they had Glasnow and Yamamoto, they're going to be in just fine shape. And I get, Ohtani's not going to pitch next year. So we'll see how that all works out for them, as everybody was excited. Raiders kick off here, 7-0, 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. And right now, -7.5 for the Raiders live, 38.5 is the total. I'd like to see a little bit more out of Easton Stick here in drive number two. He was 49-3 at North Dakota State, huh? Wow. Four-time FCS champion. Fifth-round pick in 2019. He's just been hanging around. The Dodgers. First career start tonight. Look at that. Look at the little package that they put up for him there. Let's throw the football to Eckler here. Let's get some things going. Oh, there you go. There's a little offense for you, Matias. There's a first down.
Oh, well, there's Guyton for you, man. Where's he been all year? He's been hurt, and now he's back. I wonder how many.
And then he gets up and he shoves his helmet in the guy's face. Did you see that? I'm actually a little surprised they didn't flag him.
That's what happens when you don't get the ball that often. You get pumped up.
I mean, what are we doing here? Sometimes these guys just can't figure it out. Making decisions like that just makes no sense. It's just dipped under a touchdown. We might have a big play coming up here for the Chargers, Matias. Is it Eckler? No, it's not Eckler. Definitely not. Oh, it might be Eckler. He's rolling out. Who's seven, Matias?
No, it's Everett.
Everett down to the at midfield. Here we go. A little offense here for both teams. Let's move the football a little.
You said he was athletic, and there he is.
Well, I want him to run. We got to get those 28 yards. We need him to run. Not, you know, he's creating plays with his feet. We need to gain some rushing yards at some point. But you're right. This isn't an offense. You see, he's going to have to get that from scrambling. This isn't an offense that normally has designed runs played into it. With Herbert out there, that's really not their bread and butter. Oh, Eckler nowhere. Just stacked. Oh, that's Josh Kelly. Eckler not even out there, Matias? Come on.
That's Staley for you. Staley said he was going to give the ball to Kelly for a little bit, you know, give it to the hot hand. Kelly's total tonight was 21.5.
Hot hand? Well, what kind of hot hand is he? He's a hot hand?
He's on a hot seat, Carver. That's what he is. He's on a hot seat.
Here comes Eckler. Get him back in. That's really what we need. Meanwhile, Celtics extend. They're up 12. The Heat have already cut that lead down. So they were getting 8.5 when it was 19. Now they're down 11, and it's 4.5. Would it stun you if they won the game? Oh, this guy, Stick. He fumbled. Raiders have it. That is a fumble. Oof, that's brutal.
Man, I wonder where the line is now. The Chargers were the Raiders were -150 just right before kickoff on Moneyline. Yeah.
Well, they have it locked at this second. I don't know what. Oh, who got to him there? That's a great play by 51 on the Raiders. I mean, he didn't even hit the ball either. Stick just dropped it. Raiders -9.5, Moneyline -520, Matias, 38.5. Now the live total. So the Raiders are set up. They scored on their opening drive. Great drive. They get a turnover now on an Easton Stick fumble. And the Raiders are going to have the football at the just at midfield, at the Charger 48. It's a shame, too. The Chargers actually had a couple decent plays and got out to midfield. But then Stick put the ball on the deck. Hold on to the ball, kid. I mean, even if he takes a sack there, would have been the worst thing in the world. Still would have had third down. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot more to do Thursday night on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here. Look out on a Thursday night on the grid. Mike Carver with you. Joe Lisi on assignment. He'll be back an hour or two as he's got some Pro Football Today duties going on. The Raiders have scored again, but this one's getting looked at. Great pass from O'Connell to Tucker. Problem is, Tucker gave the ball a little bobble in the back of the end zone. He had nobody near him. And I'm not sure he got that second foot back down. Now, they just showed an angle, Matias, where maybe this might stand, because when he grabs the ball again after the bobble, that right foot might have still been on the ground before he lifted up, because he definitely didn't get the right foot back down after that. Will they give it to him and say that he was holding it while that right foot was still technically on the ground, lifting it up? Because he got the left foot in, no problem.
Well, fortunately for him, they called it a touchdown. So if it's indisputable, they might just hold it. If they would have called it an incomplete pass, he'd be screwed.
Yeah, I believe you're probably right. This is going to be one of these ones where what they called on the field may stand. Now, they've locked the line again here. So we'll see what they've got cooking for us. Whether this stands or not, one thing is true. We've already hit two of the legs in this week's Carver and Lisi SGP. We already have two in the barn. We have the White touchdown and Michael Mayer already over 19.5 for us here. So
well, that's a hell of a start right there. First quarter, development two down. Here. It's a great start.
We need Eckler for 40 and Quentin Johnston for 40. Both receiving. I mean, the problem with Quentin Johnston is he's been on a milk carton, this guy. It is a touchdown, Matias. They call on the field stands. So they say, there he is. His toe's kind of down when he grabs the ball. It's very, very close. But they do give it to him. So Tucker with the touchdown. I don't know how many had him. But there you go. Great throw by Aiden O'Connell. So this goes now, Matias, to minus 14.5. For the Raiders, 43.5 total. I love this more often.
Do we take the 14.5?
Well, this is the drive right here. We need to see the Chargers with a little bit of a response, because if they don't, this game might get ugly.
How about this, Carver? This is a true home game for the Raiders for the first time in who knows how long. There's no baby blue in that stadium. You know why? Because there's no Charger fans. And if there is Charger fans, they're not traveling to Las Vegas to see them play right now. The stadium is literally all black for the first time in ages.
You know, well, that you're very right about that, because that city has now become, when the schedule comes out in April, the visiting teams that are going there, I mean, they book the trip there immediately. Like, that's where, you know, that's where we're going. Our team's playing in Vegas. They're playing the Raiders this year. All right, we're going that weekend. There's no Charger fans there. But to be fair, Matias, and you know this being where you are, there's no Charger fans at SoFi either when they play.
That's exactly my point. You know what I mean? They're not going to make the travel if they don't even make it to the stadium itself.
Right. So, big night for the local Raider faithful here on a Thursday. It's also a Thursday, which is a little bit more. I mean, you could do a long weekend in Vegas. I'm saying if somebody else was here on a Thursday night. You can do a long weekend in Vegas. Get in Thursday morning, stay till Sunday, go to the game Thursday night, party Friday, Saturday. Not the worst thing in the world to do. So, 14-0. It's still 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Now let's see if we can get some Easton Stick happening here. This is a very big drive. You want to take the 14.5 with the Chargers, Matias?
I do. You know why? Because I think the Raiders are going to get another big stop and the line's going to move up. I really do. And you know what? They scored 0 points last week. You know what I mean? They want to give their fans at least a 30-piece. Let's go. Everybody eats.
I don't know here. Chargers plus 14.5. Man, how about this? What a start for them. Blue Jackets are up 5-0, by the way, now. And now another. Oh, he fumbled again.
Is that a fumble? Is that a fumble?
He fumbled again.
And that's why I took it just now, Carver. That's why I just took it. Boom.
Wait, you laid the 14.5?
I laid the 14.5 at minus 110.
Wow. So this was Kelly, of course, the typical Staley. Like, what? You're down 14-0, and you don't want your best offensive player in the game. Like, that is that.
And it's a fumble.
It is 100% out. 100% out.
Incredible.
Wow. What a disgrace. What a disgrace this is.
You know what I like about the 14.5? It's a rivalry game. So, you know what I mean? They're not going to let off the gas pedal when it's 28-0, if it does become that. They're going to keep on putting it down.
I bet you White's going to score again, too. I'm looking at some live touchdown plays here. Adams plus 250. You want to get Adams in, Matias? You need Adams, right?
I need Adams for 7 catches, but at the same time, I think a lot of people score tonight for the Raiders. It's their get right game, but they shoot themselves in the foot. This team, Carver, penalty after penalty, they just can't play clean football. They shoot themselves in the foot every game.
They do that. They just locked it on me. I was about to grab Adams at 250, but unfortunately, they locked me out, which is very sad because he's probably going to score now. Jeez. Meanwhile, while we wait for this to see what they do, what an awful start. Just an absolutely brutal start for the Chargers. Halftime in Boston, Celtics up 65-54 on the Cavs. And the Bulls, who were up 19 at one point early in the second quarter in Miami against the Heat. Well, not anymore. They're up 4 at the half against the Heat. What a melt. That team sucks, too. Mavs and Timberwolves are underway in Dallas, 13-2. Jim Plunkett in the crowd tonight. There's Jim. Couple multi-time Super Bowl winner. As we know, Nets Nuggets coming up at the top of the hour. Thunder Kings, Jazz, Blazers, Warriors, Clippers all later on. Blazers actually now down up to minus 5. They were 4.5 about an hour ago when we started the show. And here come the Raiders. You see, I don't want this. You got to stay aggressive here, Matias. I don't like this running into the line. Stay aggressive.
They do. This is where Antonio Pierce, starts getting some more credentials in his resume. What he does in these types of situations. If they do blow out the Chargers, does Staley make it back to the bus? I think it's time. It's chop time.
It's chop time. You know what? That's not a bad point, Matias, because of this. If there's a week you want to do that late in the season, it's with an extra time. So if they lose on a Thursday, you have all the way. Actually, they play Saturday next week. But still, it's a couple extra days. I don't know. With four, I feel like, Matias, if you're going to do that, you do it. Oh, it's Jacoby Myers.
Oh, it's raining touchdowns, baby.
Touchdown, man. Wow, what a first quarter here. See, now, Matias, I'm a little inclined to dip in on the Chargers, I think. Now might be the time for me to check and see what that number is going to be.
No, it may be, but do you think the players want Staley gone?
Yeah.
Keenan Allen's not playing tonight. Keenan Allen says, I'm not playing tonight. We're done. This whole team's checked out.
Whole team's checked out is right. All right, let's see if they give us a fat number here. So Jacoby Myers with the touchdown. Unfortunately, he couldn't get the first one, or else we would have been celebrating a lot more there. So you can get the Chargers getting 21.5 now. I mean, there's a lifetime left in this football game. A lifetime left. How many nights we sit here, Matias, and the team gets out to a big lead, and in the second half, suddenly it's like a 1-2 possession game?
You're right, but at the same time, I think about their quarterback situation.
How many of those teams had Easton Stick at quarterback?
Exactly. How many times do you see a quarterback fumble without the guy even getting his arm touched? You know what I mean? He got hit in the legs and fumbled, Carver. He's shaking back there.
Yeah, man. I was going to... Adams now at 380 after not scoring there. So they bumped Adams from 250 to 380 for not scoring on the drive. I don't think they're done. Right? I mean, they're gonna keep trying to score. Now, the interesting one also for me is Austin Eckler's at plus 180. If they ever get down there, you know he's going to be the only guy who scores.
Man, well, this team's unhappy. You know what I mean? When the team scores 0 points, and when, you know, what, Devontae Adams, has he even breached over 75 yards lately? Nah, man, this is the time now. You know, get your guys happy. Get your guys right. You know, that's when you got to get the locker room correct.
That's when you got to get the locker room correct. Maybe they do chop him. If they get completely embarrassed tonight and don't give you any pushback here, maybe they do chop him. So three touchdowns in the span of in the first quarter, and in real time, 20 minutes. There's still 3 minutes left in the first quarter. So White, Tucker, and Jacoby Myers, all with touchdowns. Big start for Aiden O'Connell. Two turnovers by the Chargers, critical. Fumbles in their own side of the field. First one by Easton Stick. The second one by Joshua Kelly. And that's where we're at net right now. Let's quickly get Jay in here before we get to the break here. Carver and Lisi on a Thursday night. Jay, how are you?
Carver, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Good. I'm throwing all my tickets away. I don't even want to watch this game anymore. It's ridiculous. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable.
Who are you on here? Are you on the Chargers?
No, I took the Raiders, but I took the under 35.5, and I jumped in a minute before the start to do first plays, both punts from each team, and then I have any quarter football. Oh, my God. But I'm riding the...
terrible. You bring up terrible. A fun bet. I like that. I've messed around a little bit with that both teams punt on their first possession. That's a fun bet sometimes. You got to find the right spot for it. But I've had some fun with that one, Jay.
They haven't scored a touchdown in weeks, in games. Yeah. And now they score, what, 3 in 8 minutes, 7 minutes?
Yeah. Unbelievable. About an 8-minute span. Yeah.
Incredible.
I'd like to get a little – go ahead. Tell me what you're on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to speak over you. Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead. Let me hear it, because I only got a minute left. I want to get your plays in. What else are you riding?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Lisi's not there, so we can't smash the bookie with a crypto Microsoft bet, you know. I'm riding the Red Wings and the Blues in a parlay tonight. So.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Red Wings, and I like the Blues play, especially, you know, the old fire the coach, come out with a little bit of life, and they're up 1-0 on Ottawa right now in the second, and the Wings are tied 1-1 with Carolina, and they got about 8 minutes left to go in the second period. So I like that, Jay.
Later tonight, real quickly, I know you're going. Later tonight, I took the Canucks plus a goal and a half, and the Lakers, I teased them down to -2.5. So the Clippers.
All right, nice. The Clippers. There we go, Jay. Great stuff. All right, Carver and Lisi will come back. We got a lot more to do here. Another hour also. Joe will be back with me here on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So, the good news for the Chargers was they didn't turn the ball over that possession. The bad news is they fumbled again, but they did recover it. The other bad news is they're also punting now again at the end of the first quarter. So, a big sack on third down there. I mean, they just all, and at least Stick held onto the ball, as Matias said to me during the break. So, 21-0 Raiders, end of the first quarter. -21.5 live, 46.5 the total. And the Raiders are going to get the ball again here. Like, if this is going to be a poured-on night for the Raiders, Matias, You'd have to think at some point Adams is going to get one, no?
I hope so. I hope so, but at the same time, man.
Plus 420 right now. There's three quarters left in this game. I think I'm going in.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would play it.
I think I'm going in, man. Like, he's got a couple grabs already. And I think if we're going to, and the Chargers, if they ever can find themselves the other side of the football field, Gerald Everett's already had a couple grabs for them. He's been really their offense. They've done nothing, man. This could get ugly. Could be an ugly
night in
Vegas.
Imagine how beat up they were. They brought back Palmer, and Palmer didn't even have a day of practice, it seems like, and he's been in the starting lineup.
Yeah, they got all kinds of issues. Like the good, if you're playing the Chargers down the stretch, and you're a team that needs a win, you're in good shape. We got to go. Joe will be back with me in momentarily here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.